Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Tezayin. Begin the Raman Alf, begin the Tais and different Maschus, begins the words of the Gemara, Elaminat, if that's the case, then Loyla Tama Megabon. Then they should not become Tame from the exterior part, which Tais comes to explain that the Klees Chuchas, the glass, where they are Metame from the ear space like earthenware vessels. The Gemara brought reason why the Chacham made Xeru of Tama on glass, whereas because its initial creation's formation is from the sand, which is the same source as earthenware vessels, therefore they gave it the same halachic status like earthenware vessels. That the Gemara asks, if you made halacha like Kli Cheres, then it should have the same halacha that's not Mekabel Tama from its exterior. Why do we say that it's Mekabel Tama Megabon? Now, says Taisus, the truth is, same thing the Gemara could have said and asked, V'latame Ma'aviren, that should also become Tame from its ear space. And because that's another difference that we find between glassware and earthenware vessels. And so too says Taisus actually, Bechimashani, when the Gemara ultimately answers this original question. The Had Metame Megabon, because the Gemara gives a second approach and says that actually, yes, it's totally like a Kli Cheres. And so why is it Metame from its exterior? Nishanira Techen Kebaran, because you see it in the inside as same as on the outside, meaning the outside, when you're looking at a glass, it looks like almost like it's on the inside. So then we give it a halachic status as if it's the inside regarding the exterior of a glass. But one thing is that Lemotz Lemifrach, the Gemara could not have asked, oh, akati l'tamei ma'aviren, that it should still become tamei from its ear space, meaning, so you finally concluded and you answered the original question. So Tais is saying, as just like the Gemara could ask it now, even on the Gemara's conclusion, why don't we ask it over there? It's still not totally like a Kli Cheres, because why isn't it not tamei from the ear space? Says Tais, because the Ikla Mem, you could say, in Chanami, yes, that is the case, that it is going to be tamei from its ear space, because it's totally like a Kli Cheres. But how do they tell me about how they nest of a Kli Cheres? So then why doesn't it say it together with the Kli Cheres and the Kli Nester in this Mishnah? Is because there is a difference. Because it's metame from its outside, as we said, why? Isn't it totally like Kli Cheres? No, because like the Gemara concludes, because the outside you could see, see it as if it's on the inside. So therefore, there is that difference. Because there is that difference, therefore you cannot put it in the list of things that are totally the same as Kli Cheres. But in truth, in Halacha, we actually could say that it is mitame from the Aviron, and that's why the Gemara does not ask the question, because, yes, we could say that actually it is tame from the ear space, just like by a Kli Cheres. Now, next taste of Maschel Tesis begins with the words of the Gemara, Loi l'tame migabon, that it should not become tame, as we said in the previous Dere Maschel, from the outside. So, Lamitznan, why do we learn the Mishnah, Kli Nesev, Kli Cheres, V'chulu, etc., that we see that it's the only ones that are not Mekabel Tame Megabon are the Kli Cheres and the Kli Nesev, but the Diuk is that Kli Zchuches is different, which Taisus asks on the Gemara's proof that Kli Zchuches are Mekabel Tame from the outside. Why does the Gemara bring as a Diuk from a Mishnah when it could have brought an explicit brisa that Kli Zchuches are Mekabel Tame from the outside? And there's the Gemara brought that the reason why the Chacham made the Gezeirah on Kli Zchuches, like we said, because it comes from a Kli Cheres. Now we ask, wait, if it's totally Kli Cheres, then there's not Mekabel Tame from the outside. Why will in the Mishnah that says only Kli Cheres and Kli Neser, they're the same, they're not Metame Megabehen? The inference is, but Kli Zchuches is different. And that says, Taisus, why did the Gemara have to ask from an inference from a Mishnah? Because the Rashba finds it difficult. The Havale Lasuye Brisa the Tesefta the Kalim. It should have brought an explicit Brisa in the Tesefta Mesechtes Kalim, which it says explicitly that Kli Zchuches, the glass, were armored tamim from the outside. What does the Brisa say? It says, Machad, a needle, a tabas, and the ring, Beshuli Kli Eitz, the bottom of a wood vessel, Kli Zchuches, and a glass vessel, the Kli Eitz Etzim, and wood, and bone vessels. Ein Mamalim Behen. We do not fill up the Paraduma waters for the Paraduma. We don't fill up the waters with these types of vessels. Ve mekachben, neither can you sanctify the mechatas in them. Ve matzil mitzamid pasul. And this is the important halacha. And these types of vessels, which include glass, does not save if, let's say, you have food item in a vessel and it's surrounded with a tightly fastened seal and there's tumah in the house. That kli does not save on the food item that's inside of it that it should not be mekabel tumah. And one of them is kli zchuches. Says Taisus Amu, you see clearly from this brisa, the mitame megabon, that the glassware is Mekabel Tumah from the outside, and that's why it doesn't protect as a Tumah Pasul. Kli Cheres could, because the outside doesn't contract, and what's inside is sealed. But another vessel, like glassware, where it contracts Tumah from the outside, if the Kli becomes Tumah, it cannot save what's inside. So therefore, as Taisus about my Maisi, so then why does the Gemara bring, this Mishnah, Dolei Motzi L'Chuche Minah, that the only way you could prove from the Mishnah, that to ask the Gemara's question, that we see that Kli Zchuches is Mekabel Tumah Megabai, Ela Dei Diuk. It's only through an inference that it says klei nesav v'klei cheres who did tamas and shav v'chulu, that there it's the same. And one of them was regarding the namakabel to megabai. The inference is b'klei tzchuchas is why ask from a deek when you could ask from explicit brisa. Void moreover, question number two says to sahach the maisi, even the proof that we do bring from that mishnah from the diuk ikalamim, you could actually say it's not a good diuk. Why? Because delei chashvel klei nesav v'klei cheres, you could actually say. The only reason why we considered and we counted in that Mishnah Kli Nesa and Kli Cheres is because Dabadir Isa is because they're biblical. The Kli Nesa, because Kli Nesa Nafkalim Tereskarim, we learn that in the Brais and Tereskarim. They're still like it says in the Pasuk, Bechol Kli Cheres, what does it mean in all earthenware vessels? Is Larabbas Kli Nesa is coming to include Kli Nesa, which is similar, which is made out of some white earth. That it's Mekabel Tuma. But maybe Kli Tzchuchas, which is in its whole essence is rabbinic, maybe it has the same halacha that it's not Mekabel Tuma Megabai. And that potentially means the question, why are we asking first of all Madik? And even the Dik is not such an obvious Dik, because it could be that it's different because it's rabbinic, and therefore it didn't mention it, but it could be actually, if all you had was the Dik, then maybe it would be Metame, that it would not be Metame Megabai. What's the proof? Continuing the next taste of the Maschel, it begins with the words of Hachiger Sinan of Rashi. It means Rashi's Girsa, which is the Girsa we have in the Gemara. That mitamin, we're talking about the earthenware vessels, that mitamin and mitamin mavirin, they contract and they convey tumah from the airspace. Also, mitamin mechareihen, they contract tumah from their exterior. The aimitamin megabehen, and they do not contract tumah from their outside. That's the girsa of Rashi. Now, just to understand a little bit, we are, in our Gemara, we speak about five different types of kelim that it says in the Torah. It says metalware, it says kli eitz, kli ur, kli etzem, which they're all compared, and we have kli charis. Now, Chama added on, as our Gemara talks about regarding kli zchuchas. But there's a difference between the earthenware vessels, as the Mishnah recording in the Divrei Maschil, from the other kelim. First of all other kelim are mekabel tuma from the inside, from the outside. Kli charis is only mekabel tuma from the inside, not from the outside. Moreover, kli charis is mekabel tuma, and it commits tuma to others, even from the ear space, even if it doesn't touch. Whereas other kelim are not mekabel tuma, and they don't convey tuma, unless it touches, not just from the ear space. Now, so we're talking about kli charis here in this Mishnah. Like we said, it's not mekabel tuma only from the inside, and not from the outside. But, so what are we saying that it's, as we're going to discuss in Taisis, umitamin macharehen? That refers to, as Rashi explained, there's a beis chakak. Let's say there's a concave, there's a hollowed out part on the outside, on the bottom of the vessel. If you turn it upside down, you could utilize that space. Sometimes they use it. Therefore, that is itself, even though it's on the outside of the kli, is also a teich, and therefore that's going to have the halachas of tumah of a kli charis. So what we're discussing over here is this Mishnah that our Gemara quotes of kli charis and kli neser, that the tumah is the same, that the metamah avarein, metamah acharein, and the imetamah megabein. So Taisus brings as follows. Pirush, Rashi explains, what's these halachas? This, it says, the metamah acharein, that they contract, acquire tumah from their behind, that means b'mokum chakak. That means in the place where it was carved out, hollowed out, which is in base meshavim, in the bottom of the bowl. If you turn it upside down, or sometimes you see certain goblets, there's a concave, there's a hollowed out part. That's what we mean that it could contract tumah from achareyim, because that's considered a teichai. That's a hollowed out part. Now, therefore, says Taisus, based on that, kolshkin de metamah achareyim. For sure, that not only could it acquire tumah through that hollowed out part on the outside, it could also convey tumah to others that way. Why do we know that it's a kolshkin? It says the measurement of contaminating other things is greater midas litame from the measurement of contracting tumah, because the hashti yuli ayli, if it could bring it in, afuke mebay, do we have to tell you that it could send it out? And therefore, here also by the base chakak, if it's makabel tumah, as the way Rashi is explaining it, for sure it's metame acherim through its ear space. Now that taste is bothered, then if that's the case, then why didn't the Mishnah say mitamin umitamin macharehen? Why are we saying regarding the tumah of the concave on the outside, this beis chakak, they were saying that it contracts tumah from the acharehen? Well, why doesn't it say, as we just said from a kolshekin, that it's also mitame, contaminates others from macharehen, kedanan gabe avirehen? By the ear space, we said both mitamin and mitamin me'avirein. So why, by acharein, which we said also has both halachas, why we only say that it contracts and not that it conveys? So Taisus says the reason is mishum de gabe avirein, by the ear space, that yesh chiddush mishneim, there's a novelty in both parts of that halacha. A, that it's mekabel tuma from the avir without a sheretz touching the kli, and also that it contaminates other food items in its ear space, even though it doesn't touch the kli. because Masha Inkin Bekel Machem. Regarding both these elements of the halacha, we don't find any other vessel that's not a Kli Cheres that should have either one of them. Because by other vessels, they do not contaminate nor become contaminated from the airspace. So it's necessary to say both these elements in the halacha of a Kli Cheres. But regarding this, that it contaminates other things from its concave in the bag. That's not a novelty. Because even on not the concave, even just the exterior of it, these kli cheres, so when it is tameh, it contaminates other things, even not on the concave, even just on the exterior. And that so too applies to all kelim. So therefore, that's not a chiddush. So v'kolshkin elu macharein. So for sure, the case that we're describing over here, when we call what's called the outside part, this the backside, dikachakak, that is a hollowed out part. For sure, we're going to know it's mitam acherim. The difference that wasn't necessary to tell us of mitamin machareim, but the fact that it contracts tuma from this outside part that has a concave, that tana we have to teach during the Mishnah. Lashmina to let you know that avagav de'ein mitamin megabon, and that's a chiddush, because although it does not contract tuma from just the exterior part, let's say the side of the kli cheres, falahachim mitamin machareim, we have to tell you, bud, that it will contract tuma from the achareim, which it has a chakak, and that's considered toicha. So therefore, that answers that question. So too, says Taisis, based on what we just said, alahachila arvlu. That's why they didn't mix together the cases. We could have said it. We always want to say it. La'olam yilamid bederech katzar. We could have said it in a more bridged way. This Mishnah. You could have said mitamin umitamin maverein macherein. Why are you saying this whole lengthy words? Mitamin umitamin maverein mitamin macherein. If we're saying that both acherein and Avirein both have the halacha of Metamin and Metamin, so just say it together, Metamin, Metamin, Avirein, Machirein. So Tais says, no, you couldn't put it together. Mishum dabi virein, have a chiddush mishneihem. By the ear space, there's a novelty in both halachas, that's why we said them, and we want to point out the chiddush in both of them. But regarding the concave and the outside, a chiddush ilim metamin l'chud. The only chiddush is in the fact that it contracts tamen, not that it contaminates other things, and therefore we didn't put it together so that to be able to convey the differences in the halacha components of Avirein and Acherein. Or that's one approach why we didn't put it together. Inami, or another approach as Taisis, why didn't the Tana put together Mitamin and Mitamin, Avirein and Acherein, is because Mitamin me Avirein, when it contaminates other things from its ear space inside the Kli Cheres, Hainu Dei Reisa, that's a biblical halacha, that's what it says in the Pasuk, El Teiche, which is just even the ear space, of Acherein, but the back part, they can't give Lehav Elamad Rabbanan, that's actually only rabbinic law, and therefore the Tana did not put together Tuma Dei Reisa and Tuma Rabbanan as one. Or for another approach as Taisis, is because the Mitamin Mavirehen, when it becomes tummy, when things fall, when the klichars becomes tummy, when the tummy thing falls into its ear space, Hainu Kol HaKli, the whole klichars becomes tummy, because it's a biblical halacha that the klichars becomes tummy. Mitamin Machareim, but when it becomes tummy from the concave on the outside, Matzalimim says Taisis, then you could actually say Shei Mitame Ela Gabi Levad, the only thing that becomes tummy on this halacha, when it has the teich on the outside, is actually only the outside itself, and not the whole kli itself. And therefore, that's why we would not say them together, because it's not the same halacha as avirein. When it becomes tameh, it's mitamin with the yud, is the whole kli, whereas here the mitamin of the achareim is only for the outside itself. Now, this is bothered, that how could you say that a kli cheres, the way we're explaining for Rashi, is mitamin machareyan, it becomes tameh from the outside. But the hadith of Teres Kainim, this we learned in the Brisa of Teres Kainim. Meruba midas letameh milatameh, the Brisa says, as we mentioned this idea before, it's greater the ability of something to contaminate than become contaminated. Why? What's the example the Brisa says? Shemetameh acher me'acherim, that it contaminates other things from its acherayim, ve'in mitameh me'acherim, and it does not become tameh from the acherim, from the concave on the outside. So you see, klicheres is not mitamim achayev. So as Taisim, it's in the memo, what we could say is that achayev dekama hasim, actually, although it used the same wording as we're saying here in this Mishnah, we're quoting here in the Gemara that Taisim is bringing in this different maskel, it says achayev, it actually does not mean the achayev we were talking about in Matona. Hainukav, that price is, it means the exterior part, like the outside of the vessel on the side. V'loi chakak beis mashav, it's not referring to the chakak in the bottom of the vessel. And therefore, of course, yeah, that's halacha klicheres, that it's not mitame that way, it's only mitame. Or inami, or another approach you could say is, ein mitame machayev, yeah, this that it's saying, it's not contracting tumah from its acharayim, yeah, it's tumah the beis chak, but chakak, but that's midiraisa. The price using that example as biblical halacha. Rabban, mitame, but yeah, rabbinically, it is going to become tame. biblically it's going to be tami when you have a tami kilcheres, even on the outside the chayim in the bisach hakag. But that when we're saying it's not mitami, it does not become tami from the chayim. That's on the biblical. But yes, rabbinically, as we're saying in the gemara, it will be. Or you know, another approach where you can say to answer is afilu midarayis mitami chayim. No, actually, even biblically, it does become tami if something is in the airspace of the chayim. The other comment, but then I, so what does the Brice mean when it says, Eina mitam acharim? It means, Hainu kuloi. It means the whole vessel, meaning, the Eina tamik is kibul tamim acharim elagabai, when it does become tummy. Yeah, biblically. The vessel, when the something tummy falls into the airspace of the acharim, of the chakak on the outside, what becomes tummy? Yeah, biblically becomes tummy. What becomes tummy? Elagabai, only the exterior. But the inside is not going to become tummy. The inside is going to remain tar. Now, Tei says, based on this, Bahashti Asi Shapa. Now it works out very well. Hadamina Beperik Elamum that the Gemara says, Mechers Tavlam Chesim Al. The Gemara says over the Klicheres, Nit Magaboy, the earthenware vessel, if the outside becomes Tame, Lay Nit Matechai, the inside does not become Tame. Now, Mashmet sounds like the Gaboy Mia Tame. That, you're right, the inside does not become Tame, but the outside does become Tame. Which, the difficulty is that we know throughout Chaz, a Klicheres does not become Tame from the outside. Based on what we're saying, behind what it means to say is ki nitma ma'achayrav, when it becomes tummy from the achayrav, meaning b'makom chakak, in the place where you have a hollowed out part on the outside, then the klicheres is mekabel tummy megaboy, v'kar lezim negaboy, v'zim ma'achayrav, sometimes you call it the outside, sometimes you call it the back, but we mean to say, how could it become tummy from the back? It means in the makom chakak, but again, what becomes tummy? Only the gaboy, and not the inside. Now, Tosa says, umashe klicheres matzel, but this, that an earthenware vessel could save what's inside of it with a tzamed pasul, with a tightly fastened seal, Hainu, Taisa clarifies, that's afilu b'yesh lechakak. That's even if it has a hollowed out area on the outside. Because shemnit magaboy, even if we're saying that, okay, so the tummy is going into the hollowed out space because that's not protected, it's on the exterior part. But like we're saying, that we just said previously, that even if the outside becomes tummy, teichet tar gam, as we said, but that's only going to be the outside, the inside will remain totally tar, and therefore the food items inside the tightly fastened area will remain tar. Now, Taisa said, but behold the tiny bit of the kelim, this is what we learned in the Taisef the kelim. But it says clearly the earthenware vessel only has tuma from its ear space and when you cause it to move, which that sounds like only there's a megabal tuma, but not from the achayrav. It says, no, it's not coming to exclude the achayrav, because like we're saying here in our sugya, that it is mitam acharein, elagabai, it's coming to exclude the exterior. Because v'chakak have v'chalavira, because this is what we're saying, one of them is that it is mekabel tumah from the ear space, that includes the chakak. That's an ear space, not on the inside, but on the outside, and therefore that would be included in where it is mekabel tumah. But says Taisav Hiksha Rav Reb Eliezer Hazokinzal Lepirsha Kunch. He's bothered according to Rashi that he says that the chareyan of a klicheres is mekabel tumah. Problem is the tanya b'tesef the kelim. We learn the brayse in Masechtas Kelim that says Zakal. This is the rule. Kol hamishamish kafud beklicheres, whatever functions in the earthenware vessel, that you turn it upside down, meaning the function is when it's a cover to cover what's on the bottom of it. For example, let's say you have a basket of bread, and this is functions as a cover, so it's meant to be upside down, meaning not right side up, that it like a vessel, but to cover something else. That's tahar. That's going to be tar. So even though it has a receptacle, it's going to be tar. On that as Rebbe Eliezer HaZaken on Rashi's interpretation, but v'acharayim, the hamish tamshin kifuyim, their function is also when it's upside down, because it's the concave. Really, it's usually right side up. We're saying it has a hole in the exterior, so you could turn the right side upside down. The problem is, but if it functions in upside down, why is it mekabel tumah? Didn't the Braisa say in the Tesefta that it's not mekabel tumah that way? So Rabbeinu Shmuel answers, says, no, the hasam over there, b'kisa gedera, by the covering of the pot cover, b'ilpas, and of that, of the tray, of the pan, the ayre b'hem hasam la'el, there, what's the tesefta talking about over there? K'mei shemeforash ha'tam ha'teres kainim, like they explained there in the teres kainim, that it says it like this. So yochel shani marba afchip for hakli, you would think that it would also include in halachas of tumah. Oh, so the coverings of the pot covers of the vessels, tamalem, that's what it says in the pasuk, ashe yasam alachamem, that activity is done with them, mean to say that it's used in the function of putting things inside of them. Pradlaki sakli, that's coming to exclude a pot cover, shein oisim em alacha, that you don't do work with it, because you don't putting stuff in it, you're just covering stuff with it. So even though it has a receptacle, it's not mekabel tumah because you don't do melacha with them. But says Rabbeinu Shmuel, to answer for Rashi, Abul Charayim, but these are the concaves in the back, pa'amim shakayf in panem lamata, sometimes you turn it upside down, v'yisim melacha b'toich acharayim, and you're going to put stuff into the acharayim. So therefore it is mekabel tumah, because the whole reason why we're saying by the upside down like the pot covers, that's not makabel tumah, because you don't put stuff in it. Here, although it functions upside down too, but you're going to put stuff in it, and therefore it is makabel tumah. So everything up until now was in Rashi's girsa. But says Taisa Berima Farish, he brings a different girsa for the Mishnah that we're quoting here in the Gemara. The Gesin Hachi, actually, the girsa is like this. Not mitamin macharein, that it's makabel tumah from the acharein, but rather mitamin without a yud. It contaminates other things from acharein. So what does that mean? Pirish, he explains. It means ma'ave acharein. It means, not like Rashi, the acharein was deconked. It's saying the ear space of the back. That is, im kiblu tumah mitaychon, if the klicheres became tumah in the bona fide way. Meaning something tumah came into the inside the ear space of the klicheres. So now it's a bona fide tumah klicheres. And then a pure food came into the ear space of the kli. That this kli became tummy from the inside. That food item is going to become tummy from coming into the ear space of the achayim. It's going to contaminate other things. And when it says ve'ein mitamim migabon, that is not makabel tama from its outside. Pirsha, what it means to say, according to the Ri, it's not two different cases like Rashi, the Acharem is the Chakak, and Gabayin is the just the exterior without a Chakak. According to Ri, actually, this is all the same case. As Tazi is going to explain why we changed the wording. But one is talking about contaminating other things, one is talking about contaminating itself. So we're saying a Chiddush on both ends. Regarding contaminating other things, we're saying it's even going to contaminate just in the ear space of the outside of it. But when we're saying ve'im etamim begabon, does not become tummy from the outside. Pirush, it means to say lo makabel tumah. The klicheres itself is not going to contract tumah from the outside. Afilu b'negias gabon, even if it touches the outside. And b'kolshkim avachrein for sure when it's in the ear space of the outside. De'im makabel tumah, it's not going to makabel tumah from the outside. Which is, let's say, a sheretz goes into the ear space of the backside. For sure, it's not going to makabel tumah because even if it touches, not makabel tumah. Now, says Taisa, but who had been the Gias Achayrev? Same thing is, but when it touches the outside, the Namila Makabel Tumah, that is not Makabel Tumah. So then Taisa is bothered, Vahadalai Nakas, and then why doesn't it say, if you tell me it's the same halacha, and the Gears is that it's Mitami Machareen, which without a Yud, it contaminates other things. And we're saying it's not Mitami with a Yud, Megabein, that's the same case, so why doesn't it keep the same wording, De'im Mitami Machareen? Just like you said, that it's when it's mitami other things, it's just saying when it itself does not become tame, why is he using the word migabon? It says Taisa Mishun Delay Nitilema, so that you should not come to make a mistake. And you would think to say, just like the Resha part of that it's mitame macharein, is talking about even the ear space, like in the previous case of mitam mitam avirehen, that mitam macharein is going on the ear space of the outside. So you would think, oh, when we're saying it does not contract tama from the outside, it's only the ear space of the outside. Of negiya sacharein tame, but regarding if it touches the outside, it is going to be tame. Lachinaka, therefore we said ve'im tame migabon. Does not become tame from the outside, the inkanel negiya. We're here, we're only talking about that of touching. Acharem could mean the whole outside part. Gabon means to say the actual surface, that's what gav is, where it's only touching, and therefore that's telling us clearly that's not makabel tumah from the outside, even if it touches, not just only in the ear space. Which that Taisus explains. He says, then why didn't we say it as one case, which according to Ri, really it's one case. Mitamin, ve'im mitamin, mecharein megaben, that it contaminates, but it does not become tummy from the outside and from the surface. Because in either one has the opposite chedushim. The reason is because the mafarish revusa begaben, it would not be explicitly telling you the chiddush of gabehen, revusa becharein, and the chiddush of becharein. Because the Taisa explains, Aval hashta tana, now that it says in the Mishnah, mitamin mecharei, and that it's mitami, and it says acharei, and that's a chiddush, to tell you that what we just said, that it's mitami, umitami meavarei, from the inside, and then it's saying, umitami mecharei, is coming to say, that filu ba'av acharei, that even from the ear space of the outside mitamin, it contaminates other things. So we have to tell you that's chiddush. And now when it's saying, ve'im mitamin begabon, that does not become tummy from its surface, it's coming to say explicitly over here, the chiddush is, that filu ba'negiyah le'mekabotumah, that even from touching the outside, it's not mekabotumah, therefore it uses the different wordings of acharei to megabon, regarding the case of mitami others, or from it becoming tami from other things. Continuing next, Taisa Dimasla. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Ella rather, kiven dechi nishbru, since when it breaks, yeshlam takana, there's a way to fix it. Oh, so therefore, as Taisa is coming to explain, that even this, that the Rabban equated the glassware to metalware, but that doesn't mean that we retracted from the fact that we had originally compared the glassware to earthenware vessels. That is, the Gemara had brought that the reason why the Chamid Gzer Tumah on glassware is because since it starts from earthenware from the sand, just like earthenware. So we gave a halacha of tumah like klicheres. Then the Gemara asked, wait a second, then it should not be mekabel tumah megabon, similar to klicheres. On that, we find by klis chulches is metam megabon. Also, the Gemara says, like our different maskal tests are going on, since glassware, when it breaks, you could melt it and then fix it again like metal. Whereas that's not the case by klicheres. Therefore, the Rabbanan gave it also a halachic status as kli matris. Says Taisus, like we have in our Gemara, the way Taisus is saying, legasin ela. The Gemara's gears is not ela. Oh, rather, you're right, rather, since it breaks and you can fix it, oh, so we made it like metal. It's not true. You don't have the gears of ela, which is correct, is now gears of two. Because the lehot the baby my da'ama, we're not retracting what we originally said, that Shavin Rabban kikliheres, that we make glass like earthenware vessels, that because they both come from choil, from the zan. As Taisus explains, the Mishum Tam de Nishbur Yeshem Tekanda, because based on what the Gemara is telling us now, oh, because it breaks, there's a way to fix it, and then that way it's like metal, ain't Svar Lahurid Lehem Tum, and that wouldn't be enough logic to compare it and learn it out from the laws of metal. If we did not compare Zchlis Chuchas to Klicheres, then that idea that because it breaks you can fix it would not be enough of a reason to go and say that's why it should be Kabbal Tum. Ella, rather, Mishum de Klicheres Dami Legamri, since it really is in totality similar to Klicheres. So therefore, we know it's mekabel tuma. Oh, now that v'kimin the gvah haridu lem tuma. Now that yes, we say that it is mekabel tuma rabbinically, mishum the dumin l'klicheres, because similar to earthenware vessel. That's the thing we're coming to add on, not ella like retracting. Mishum kibin the nishbur yeshlam takon. Since if it breaks, you could fix it. So once it's mekabel tuma, so shavin rabbanu kematzches. So we compared it at least in this element like metal le'inu tumas gaba, just in this fact that mekabel tuma from the outside. But again, just because if it breaks, you can fix it, that would not be enough of a reason to make a gzeres tuma on klis chuchas. So therefore, the gear should not be ela, because it's not retracting, even in this pshat in the Gemara, from being comparing it to klicheres, and so just adding on another element that's similar to kli matzis. The next test of maskal, this begins with the words of the Gemara, b'tuma d'rabbanam, when it's rabbinic tuma, lo yichisal rabbanam tuma, the Rabbanam are not going to add on another rabbinic tuma. Which does come to explain that specifically only if it's a type of a kli, that its whole kibul of tumah is only rabbinic, that's where they're not going to make the gzer of tumah yashana. But when the actual verb of tumah is drabanan, then maybe they would make a tumah yashana. That is, because the Gemara was saying, what's the reason why kli yishchul is mekabel tumah megabon? Oh, because it's similar to kli matzchis. Oh, but similar to kli matzchis, that's the Gemara, so it should have the same halacha of tumah yashana, just like by metal, which it comes back retroactively. So the Gemara says, no. The whole Tumi Yishon is Gzir Drabanan. By Kli Matzchis, which is Dairaisa, we're going to make Tumi Yishon. Kli Yishchukas, which it is Sabbat Drabanan, we're not going to make a Drabanan of Tumi Yishon. That says Taiz of Akash, but that bothered to the Re. Because the Amim Sech Zavay Dizar, we're living Sech Zavay Dizar, paragraph Bishmal, Nafnan Bezim, and Aleph, says the following case. Ritach Kli Lavay Dizar. Someone solders a vessel for idolatry. In other words, if he's fixing a deficient vessel, and he's fixing it for the purpose of a Dizar, so the Gemara asks, what's the halacha? Now, Amr of Abnun, he qualifies, says, what's the Gemara's question? Tumi Yishana Kimi Bailu. What was being asked was the halacha of an old tumah. In other words, if you have a vessel that was used in the service of Avodah Zarah, which rabbinically is considered tumah, Avodah Zarah we consider as tumah, then someone broke it to nullify it from its being used as Avodah Zarah to purify it from that tumah, and then someone goes and fixes the vessel. That's what the Gemara is asking. Now that you fix it, does it go back to the Tumi Yishana that it had because it was used in the function of Avodah Zarah? Now, Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah regarding Kli Matris that breaks, that chazava, although it's tar, chazavas men kalim, that you go back and you make vessels out of it. So we know chazav tumas and yashana goes back to its old tuma. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Would the same thing apply to a tuma yashana of a dazar, which is only rabbinic? Do you also say tuma yashana? One thing from that Gemara's question says the Riz, Alma, we see afilu b'tumah d'rabbanan nami, even by rabbinic tumah, which is the tumah of avodah zarah, ikar tumah yashana. You do say that halacha of tumah yashana, not like the way our Gemara is saying over here. Says Tosef Yerushalmi, what you could say is that no, afa b'idam mahasam b'tumah d'rabbanan, although we say over there that we even have it sad to say tumah yashana by rabbinic tumah, mikam makam, however, hakli mekabel tumah m'dereisa, it's a type of a vessel, like a metal vessel, that is could contract a biblical tumah. It's just that specific case was rabbinic case. So therefore, the Gemara still had the question, would you make Tumah Yashana even by rabbinic Tumah? But over here, the whole Kli is a Kli Zechuchas, it's glass, would you let me kabel shum Tumah Midaraisa? It's not a biblical Kli for the laws of Tumah at all. Elam Drabon, at most, it's a rabbinic Kli. That's why our Gemara held it was obvious in this case, where it's a noun, not a verb, that it's not going to have a Tumah Drabon of Tumah Yashana. Here next taste of Masa, it begins with the words of the Gemara. Abdi Rabban Hakir, the Rabban wanted to make a differentiation. The list of Truma Bakashim, that you shouldn't burn Truma Kachim that came in contact with this, quote, Tomei glass, which does come to explain why couldn't we say that Kli Zchuchis is similar to a Kli Cheres, which the Gemara brought. The reason why Kli Zchuchis is Mekabel Tumah from the outside is because on that level we compare it to Kli Matzos. Now the Gemara asked, wait a second, so then Pshuti Kli Zchuchis should Mekabel Tumah like Pshuti Kli Matzos. Now the Gemara answered, no, we want to make a difference between Kli Zchuchis and Kli Matzos to say that if it's flatware, it's not Mekabel Tumah, and not make it totally Kli Matzos so that people should not come to burn the Truma Kachim like it does, like you do by Biblical Tumah. Here it's only Rabbinic, so we should know that and shouldn't burn it. Tais is bothered. We already know that Kli Zchuchis is not like Kli Matzos. From the line before in the Gemara, we said that by Kli Zchuchis, when it breaks and you fix it, it does not go back to Tumah Yashana. That's already one difference from it and Kli Matzos. As Tais says, no, but my Dein Chazon Tumah Yashana, this that the Kli Zchuchis does not go back to the old Tumah. Lo Yehava Keri, that would not be sufficient to Heker without this that we're saying in the Gemara of why Pshutein is not Mekabel Tumah. Because the Kli Matzos Nami Ein Chazon Tumah Yashana El Madrabon, because even metalware does not go back to its old Tumah, only rabbinically. And therefore, Valek HaKer Deraisi would not have a biblical differentiation regarding what we're trying to say is the biblical law of burning it, and therefore that would not be enough of a hacker, and therefore we have to make another difference with that of Pshutein. Now, Batais is bothered with the whole Gemara's Raya as it is. Of course, the reader is bothered. Dilma, what are you saying that it's like metal, and we have to explain what's this halacha of why doesn't it go back to Tumah Yashana? Says the read like this. Dilma lo ilum l'kli charestam. Maybe, really, these Kli Zchuchis are compared to earthenware vessels. And that's why the that the truth is, it's actually does not become tummy from the outside, which ultimately the Gemara ends up giving such an approach shortly. That it's just a teichik kibare, but at this point the Gemara is assuming that no, that we brought a proof that it's not that it is mitami megaboy. So obviously it's not like klicheres. And but it is like klicheres. So he said, oh, in that regard, it's like metalware. And that's what our Gemara is discussing. Well, if it's like metalware, then why doesn't it go back to Miyashana? Why Pshutei not Mekabel Tumah? So the reason he's bothered with the whole Gemara's proof in the first place. Maybe really it's sort of like klicheres, de matam megabon, that it's not contract Tumah from it. It's not contaminate on the outside. So then the question is, so why doesn't the Mishnah over there say, which was the Gemara's inference, together with klicheres and klicheres, that it says only over there that not Mekabel Tumah Megaboy, the inference is that Kli Zchuchis, yes. Says Tais, I'll tell you why. Because those cases, they become contaminated when something's in their airspace. But the glassware does not Mekabel Tumah from the airspace. And I'll tell you why, because the Avd Rabban Hekera. Because the Rabbanon made a differential on the airspace. You're telling me that the Rabbanon made a Heker regarding Pshutein. And that's part and parcel of the Gemara saying that's why it's like in that regard like we want asking, well, why is it different than the metalware if we're saying it's like metalware? But I could tell you the hecker was regarding the airspace, and therefore then it could be totally like that of Kli Cheres. And actually that will answer why we didn't say when the cases that are not metame gaboy, because yeah, glassware is also not metame gaboy. So why didn't we say it over there? Because it's not totally cleanness and Kli Cheres in regards to being metame ma'avirin, which is one of the cases mentioned in the mission over there. Well, why, if you tell me Kli Zchuchis is like Kli Cheres, why is it not metame ma'avirin? Because in that the Rabbanim made the hacker in that halacha, not Pshutein. And the reason why they did is delay Nisr B'chulu so that you not come to burn it. And actually, Taisir brings that we find such a precedent for such an idea that the Heker would be in the earspace halacha. The Kahai Gavna Amet Perek B'Amet Taim, the Gemara says later on of Mechazim Abayis, the Pes HaPach, you have in the oven of earthenware, which is a movable oven, so they would attach small little earthenware parts, like the Beis HaPach, which was, they made, where you put the jug to help, to unfreeze the oil, or Beis HaTavlin, or the place where the spices were put into the oven. The halacha is Remeir Metame B'Maga. Remeir says that if, let's say, something tummy falls into the oven and the tumma touches the bottom of the oven, so everything there, even the other movable parts like the Beis HaPach and Beis HaTavlin, doesn't become tummy. Avoloi Ba'aver Benad in the ear space, meaning if something falls into the ear space, the Beis HaPach and Beis HaTavlin not going to become tummy. Why? The oven, Rabbana care, because Rabbana made a hecker so that you should not come to burn Shumakachim because those things are really not part of the oven per se. So if so, so you should say the same thing over here, that Kli Zchuchis is really the Kli Cheres, which the Namakabot Tumah from the Gabon. So if the Namakabot Tumah, why is it not mentioned there in that Mishnah with it? Yes, because since it's not totally the same in regards to the ear space, because actually that was the case that Rabban made a hecker that you shouldn't burn Truma Kachim just like you find by the Beis HaBach and Beis HaTavlin. So that says, Tais of a Tir Tzri HaBachar, he says, no, the Al-Karcha Kli Zchuchis Metamim Begamon. We have to say that a glassware, you can't say that, oh, the hecker was done in the ear space, and that actually that the Kli Zchuchis are Metamim Begamon are not metame gabon like klichas, because we have to say, no, actually it is metame gabon. How do you know this? Which actually a question Tosafot had previously, which he said maybe the dig's not a dig, because he brought clear metasefta the kalim shaveisu leel. He brought a tosefta mesechtes kalim she'emad silim but some apostle that no, the glassware does not protect things inside of it with a tightly fastened seal. And if so, you cannot say that klis chuchas are similar to klicheres, that they're not metame gabon, because if they're not metame gabon, they actually would say what's inside of it. So obviously we see that no, it is metame gabon. Therefore, we cannot have said the approach that the Ri was asking. Moreover, says Taisus, Ulamai the Precious Namal El, also what we explained earlier, the Dafka Tumas Gav, that specifically only regarding a Tumah on the outside of the Klis Chuchas, that's where Lois Sarfin, that's where you don't burn Truma Kachim. The reason why that would be different is Shein Tameh El Meshon the Dimik Likli Matris. Why do we say that the glassware are Metameh on the outside? If it's like a klicheres, it should not become a tummy on the outside. That we said, that's the one element of the klis chuchas that's similar to the metal. So that's where the rabbanim made the hecker. Of the mashem metame metaris klicheres, but what the glassware contaminates from its halachic status of the klicheres, actually the halacha would be what becomes tummy actually would be sarfen, like for example in the airspace. So I see namashab, but therefore that also makes sense that obviously it is metame avir. In other words, you cannot say that's the Gemara's question, that is similar to the klis chuchas to klis chares. Then if so, then why doesn't it say with klicheres and klinesa? Because it obviously does burn the tumah on the ear space, and if it does, so that's not the case of the hecker. So then we're back to the point, and obviously the difference is then if it would have the same halachas as the gabon, it should have said during the mishnah. Therefore, that answers the question why the gemara could not have said that it's like klicheres and you didn't mention it because of the ear space. No, because we see that actually the ear space it does have the same halachic status like klicheres, and therefore, so then if it's everything the same, then why doesn't it mention also with the halach of gabon? That was the gemara's inference that obviously that regards to gabon, it's not the same as klicheres, and that was the gemara's question why I had to say that it actually is metame gabon and like it's metal, and therefore that's where we're at this point in the Gemara. So then obviously then why is not metabim by pshutein? That's because that's where the hecker is, because the hecker is not by the avirin, because in regard to avirin it actually is the same as the klicheres.